This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is acknowledging confirmation of a Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, may not go smoothly, but prospects appear dim for Democrats to slow it down. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
They must not act on this nomination until the American people finish the process they're already begun.
Noting that early voting is underway, at a news conference Sunday, Joe Biden implored voters,
let your current senators know that you want to be heard before a vote on confirmation of a new justice.
And to GOP senators,
summon your conscience. Stand up for the people. Stand up for our cherished system of checks and balances.
But Senator Dick Durbin, the Democratic whip, tells ABC's This Week,
we can slow it down, perhaps a matter of hours, maybe days at the most, but we can't stop the outcome.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Figures from Johns Hopkins University still show that the death toll from COVID-19 is just shy of 1 million and another milestone of 33 million infections. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The nearly 1 million deaths attributed to the coronavirus in 9 months are far more than the 690,000 from AIDS or the 400,000 from malaria in all of last year. More deaths are expected this fall because of the recent surge in coronavirus infections in the U.S. and many other countries. Wealth and power have not shielded the rich from the awful power of the virus. The U.S. has been the worst hit country in the world, with more than 7 million infections and more than 200,000 deaths, reflecting what Dr. Anthony Fauci says is the lack of success that we have had in containing this outbreak. Yet there are also signs that death rates are declining and that people who get the virus now are faring better than those in the early months of the pandemic. I'm Julie Walker.
More at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Military suicides have increased by as much as 20% this year compared to the same period in 2019. Some incidents of violent behavior have spiked. Service members are struggling with isolation and other effects of COVID-19. In addition to the pressures of deploying to war zones, responding to national disasters, and addressing civil unrest, the data is incomplete. And it does cause of suicides are complex, but Army and Air Force officials say the pandemic is adding stress to an already strained force. The numbers vary by service. The Army's 30% spike pushes the total up because it's the largest service. U.S. President Donald Trump paid no income tax in 10 of the past 15 years. This is according to a report by the New York Times. The Times released an extensive story on Mr. Trump's taxes on Sunday. The Times said that Mr. Trump did not pay taxes during those 10 years because in those years he reported losing more income than he made. The report also said that he paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he won the presidency, another $750 in his first year in the White House. Queried about the report Sunday afternoon at a news conference, Mr. Trump decried that it is fake news. And earlier, Alan Garten, lawyer for the Trump Organization, told the Times that most, if not all, of the facts appear to be inaccurate. Cardinal George Pell, that's Pope Francis's former finance minister, will soon return to the Vatican during an extraordinary economic scandal for the first time since he was cleared of child abuse allegations in Australia 5 months ago. That's according to a newspaper. The Herald Sun newspaper columnist Andrew Bolt wrote that Pell will fly back to Rome Tuesday. The report by a vocal champion of the cardinal did not cite a source for the cardinal's plans. Pell's reported to return follows Francis's last week firing of one of the cardinal's most powerful opponents, Cardinal Angelo Becciu, over a financial scandal. About 100,000 protesters gathered in the capital of Belarus Sunday for the 50th day of protest against the leader, Alexander Lukashenko, some of them wearing crowns and capes to mock the president 26 years in power. Lukashenko was inaugurated September 23rd in a secretive ceremony. The European Union and the United States both issued statements that they do not recognize his legitimacy. More at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.